I am like not handling this Smash Brothers demo thing well at all, because it's like, you know, you have to be like a Club Nintendo Platinum member. Of course, I never use that Club Nintendo stuff. So then it gets dumb, and I don't have a code. And like, no one else has a code. I thought all you fools were Platinum members.
I don't know, I can't log into the site to check, but you're going to a cabin for the weekend.
I don't care! It literally drives me insane that other people are playing Smash Bros. It's bad enough that the game's just out in Japan. I need.
You're shaking.
You can tell. I've been a mess since I found this out.
If you were addicted to heroin.
I've been begging people on Twitter. That's why I feel
like you are. You're like, you need a hit. You're begging for it.
Everybody gets four codes. How does no one have a code to give me? All the people know one of you fuckers has a code. And I know since I'm asking for it so nicely. What the hell? Come on, I just want matches Mega Man. That's all I need. I'll even turn the items on right now. I don't care. Hello, and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 12th. 2014. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother AJ.
Hello, I'm here live in EBP Studio West.
Yeah, isn't this fun? We're actually doing a show together. We're about to go weekend bachelor party thing in a couple of cabins. Don't worry, we'll still have like a projector with HDMI ports there.
Yeah, so we're bringing a Wii U and a 360. We're not animals.
I'm gonna bring my 3DS in case someone mails me a code.
And you find Wi-Fi in the forest? Actually, there's Wi-Fi in the front office of the cabin.
I'll have to go there every hour or so just to make sure.
Good grief.
All right, so we're going to talk about some news and stuff. The Destiny came out. A lot of Destiny talk. Talking about the Destiny. Yeah. All that stuff. And then community has some things to say about our last show. Then we'll look at the releases. And that'll be it. So what's the first thing we're going to talk about, AJ?
We got the NPD numbers, which I'm going to pull up. So, the big, expected, winner of the month, of course, was Madden.
But. Apparently, Madden sold something like, it did not meet their expectations. It missed sales expectations by 20%. And apparently this is being attributed not to the new gen. Apparently the new gen sold where they thought they would, but the last gen was really underperformed.
So, this makes me wonder, you know how like every game developer for the last, I'd say, year and a half has been like, oh, you know, yeah, we know these new consoles are exciting, but we still need to support the last gen because that's where all the gamers still are.
That whole philosophy has been a big mistake. And I've been working on a feature for GameSpeed where I'm writing about like all the games coming out for the holiday season just a little bit and like, you know, what platforms coming out. Almost everything is getting a PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
You know what I think will be the true test of this? Which Assassin's Creed is going to sell better?
Especially since they now come out on the same day. I can tell you right now, people who are going to really hurt from this is that, because they waste all that money in that, and I know what their thing was, like, we need to have an Assassin's Creed game for the Lashin people, because Lashin's is still going to be a big market. If the Madden people didn't buy it, like, but that is the test right there. Forget the Assassin's Creed, this was the test. It's Madden.
Yeah.
And the people don't want it. People want games for their new systems. They're moving on. So Assassin's Creed's in trouble, Borderlands a pre-sequel, big trouble.
Oh, there will be an Xbox One and PS4 version of that before long.
Yeah.
If they want to sell copies of it, yeah, it's nuts.
But yeah, and people were moving on faster than I think a lot of people expected.
So what else is on the NPD group?
PlayStation 4 still outsold the Xbox One. So for the 8th straight month, it's the top-selling hardware. But everything did better. Like, Xbox One sales went up. Wii U sales are doing better.
You know what I'm surprised on this list of software?
What?
That Battlefield 4 is still on the charts.
And, you know, people are like, oh, it doesn't do as good as Call of Duty. You know, Call of Duty number 5, Battlefield 4 is 8, or 9, I mean. But still sells very well.
I'm also shocked, too. I mean, I know it just came out for the PlayStation systems, but it's funny to me that Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare outsold Watch Dogs.
I'm surprised it's up that much. Actually, that is kind of weird, huh?
I don't think Watch Dogs is going to have great word of mouth going forward.
No. That had a big launch because there's a lot of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
kind of like, you know, Destiny's launch, everyone's talking like Destiny made 500 million in one day. Well, that's because, you know, that's because, well, what's the word for it I'm looking for? That's just on marketing, you know? That's not really because the game, we don't know if the game's good or people are interested in it. That's, you know, they said 6 months ago, oh, Destiny's going to have the biggest new IP launch in gaming history. Well, they knew that because they knew how much money they were putting in on it.
Right.
I think the game cost $500 million to develop, and I heard somewhere $200 million a market. I don't know. It sure seems like a lot.
But that $500 million number, they're kind of downplaying. Because that was like, everyone got that from a Bobby Kotick quote. However, I don't know. Apparently, like, that wasn't him, like, giving a hard figure. That was him just saying, like, the quote is something like, we're making a $500 million bet on this franchise. It didn't mean they literally put $500 million into it. Like, it's like saying this one's for all the marbles, but you don't have marbles.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of money, yes, went into this game, but it's going to profit. I mean, it made $500 million in a day, so.
I don't profit, I assume. So what else are we talking about here?
Real quick on the NPD front as well. I'm starting to wonder, because NPD still don't take into account any sort of digital sales.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the split is, but I'm just saying, like...
Well, it's probably not any more than 20, if that.
I just feel like as we move further and into current gen, and that becomes more of a force of the market.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has become more force, but I think that NPD still gives you probably an accurate picture of what's
selling best. I'll tell you what.
It doesn't give you numbers anyways.
Don't you feel like it's going to be some shit? Because I know next month the PS4 is going to outsell the Xbox One. And that's despite the fact that this week you could have gotten an Xbox One with a copy of Madden and a copy of Destiny for the price of a PS4.
Momentum, man.
I guess.
That's kind of the, you know, it was smart of Microsoft to do what they did to make the Xbox One more attractive, but it sucks when you come out of the gate like that. I mean, I think that's why the PlayStation 3 never outsold the Xbox 360, even though it became a better system. It's just, you know, that out of the gate momentum, you know?
Yeah, it's
you don't want to stumble there. Anything. Wii U's having the same problem. Wii U's going to be doing better, but, you know, you kind of, that launch is important. I think that's something that they all kind of need to realize a bit more in the future.
Seven years from now.
Yeah.
Sony
learned the lesson already. Well, Microsoft and Nintendo really didn't.
They didn't need it.
No, they didn't need the lesson from the last time, but now I think everyone's kind of, you know, got that memo. So Smash Brothers is out now in Japan. Came out. Some people got their hands on it like a little early, so we've kind of got like a lot of things confirmed. Mostly, pretty much everything from that one leak is confirmed. You have like Dark Pit, you have the Duck Hunt Dog, Bowser Jr., and all those characters are in there. But you know, it looks really cool. There's some neat things like. For Bowser Jr., you can kind of do a costume swap where you can be any of the Koopa kids. It's the same character.
Right, but it's just kind of a neat, like, why not?
Right, exactly. The Duck Hunt Dog looks really cool. Like, a lot of his moveset is just based off of, like, other, like...
8-bit light gun
like,
games?
Zapper games. Yeah, so, like, there's a lot of Hogan Alley kind of stuff in there.
Yeah, which is wild.
And stuff. So he looks really neat. I wish I'd be playing Smash Bros. Right now. But, yeah, so that looks great. Anything else you want to talk about news-wise?
GTA 5 HD is coming in November, but the PC version got delayed to 2015.
So, are you kind of feeling like that itch again? Oh, I'm going to try Grand Theft Auto now.
I know, but
then that's going to help because November is very busy.
Did you see the trailer they put out to go with that announcement?
No.
It's a terrible trailer. It makes no sense.
How so?
I mean, maybe if you play the game, you know the context for this stuff, but there were, like, monsters and aliens and falling through the sky.
Probably the DLC is really silly stuff that's coming.
No, I think it's because it's, like, the guy's psychosis nightmares and stuff because he's, you know, talking to a psychiatrist. It's very Tony Soprano.
But
I don't, like, I just want to, like, play the game for a couple hours just to try and be done. Maybe Redbox will finally have next-gen stuff by then, and I can just
We'll have a busy enough November. It's not like the stuff will be desperately needed.
I know, that's true, too.
All right, so what else? You want to talk about some Destiny, then?
Yeah, let's get to the goods.
So, what do you think?
I like it a lot.
You do like it a lot.
I am one of the few-ish people who really dig the world that they've created.
Really?
A lot of people kind of slag on it.
I think the world building's pretty sloppy.
Some of the minutiae is stumbles.
But there's only minutiae.
I feel like, no, but I like the grand picture of it. I like the idea of this, like, this place where humanity had this awesome golden age where we kind of like finally owned our solar system. These aliens came in, take it from us. We're struggling on this city, and you're space cowboys going out, well, which is like, that's the part.
That's
I like.
That's kind of the issue though, is that it's already space mixed with like the cowboy thing, kind of like Firefly, then mixed with like magic fantasy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a little bit too much of a hodgepodge of like between like space marine, western, and fantasy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know, I find there might be an interesting world there, but the game is really weird.
Well, Bungie's
about storytelling.
Bungie's always had this issue because like you haven't linked your Bungie.net account to your Xbox account, but when you actually go read these grimoire cards that you've been unlocking all this while, I mean, let me finish. I mean, it's cool lore, but I gotta go on an app on my phone to read it. Like, why isn't it in the game?
But like, so if we're talking, okay, we're starting off with this. So this is kind of most of my negative stuff about the game. So
yeah,
I'll just talk about this. But like, it just does things. It's like, doesn't talk about it. I'm like, why, like, your character, instead of just being some guy who's like a part of a group of people or recruits, you're raised from the dead.
Yeah, which should have been the opportunity to have a little bit more of a fish out of water story mechanic.
But he's
like, oh, all right, I'll go kill these things for you guys. Right. Like, doesn't he wonder where he came from?
It's
who
really
he is?
Weird. And there's all these different factions of bad people. And if you put a gun in my head and ask me what the difference is between a Fallen or a
Hive,
is that the one, the Hive?
Yeah,
I would die. I have no idea. I couldn't even tell them apart.
Last year, I'm a little confused
like,
on that.
Who are these people?
That's what I look at.
Who are the Vox? And now there's the Vox also. I'm like, what's a Vox?
Well, it's weird because they keep talking about the darkness, which I assume meant all these aliens.
Yeah, what's
but
the
they
darkness?
But they don't like each other. Like, yeah. You always see Fallen and Hive, and you're like in the crossfire.
And it's like, you know what it is? It's like, and then like you're like, are these just placeholders for the Flood and the Covenant? Is that all this really is here? And it kind of looked like that. But also, this whole darkness, lights thing, it's oddly childish. Like, Kingdom Hearts does that shit a lot. And that's one thing, because Kingdom Hearts is, you know, Disney characters everywhere. Even there, it's like, okay. But for Destiny, this $500 million game or whatever, to be like, yeah, light, darkness, you fight for the light, you're going to stop the darkness. And that's what the story is. I'm like, I don't, okay. Like, what does that mean? What am I doing? You're going to fight the darkness by killing these aliens. I'm like, okay, I guess. You know, the story, like I said, the story's just weird. It's kind of bad. And it just seems like, I don't know how that would have happened.
Well, the thing is, too, when you're playing along, there's not a ton of, like, there is a plot that's kind of building, but most of these story missions are complete non sequiturs. Like,
right.
You know, you go
and
to,
I don't know where the story's going, I guess is another issue.
Right. I mean, maybe it goes somewhere. We'll see.
Like, I doubt it does not seem like you obviously can't solve the problem. You can't defeat the darkness because
well, there's franchises done.
There's franchises done and, like, all the end game stuff is kind of done. So I feel like there could have been a better setup.
Now, having said that, I think the visual aesthetic of the world.
Oh no, the game looks fantastic. The game looks it's a gorgeous.
Well, I don't even mean for like just graphics. I mean like design.
No, yeah,
like I love the way my character looks.
Yeah, I do like.
I like the way my ship looks.
I like
the way
how
my
it's sort of like
looks.
A rugged. It's like a rugged kind of sci-fi.
Yeah, like your armor's tattered and worn.
Bit, yeah, it's kind of neat.
Because you're finding stuff from the Golden Age. Like no one's making this stuff anymore.
Uh huh. Yeah, and I mean the shooting feels good. It's kind of like Halo and like the floaty jumps, which I'm fine with, but the enemies are a bit. They're a bit. You know, they still. It's not like Call of Duty, but they're a bit less bullet spongy sometimes to me. It kind of feels like almost. Maybe not.
Well, as long as you're popping them in the head, they go down relatively quickly.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of like Halo still there. I don't know why.
Halo always emphasized headshots.
I'm not sure. You know what it is? In Halo, you have to. It seems like in Halo, you never have a whole lot of ammo. And you're always changing weapons a lot on the battlefield, right? I never liked
that.
Yeah,
you're dropping and picking up stuff.
Yeah, I sort of like it instead of having an RPG, equip an item.
Yeah, that system of there's just like the three ammo types that go to whatever weapons in those three slots is smart. I like that a lot.
Right, right.
And
I mean, you know, I like gear. I like getting loot.
I mean, honestly, I mean, we've been playing a lot of it in co-op with various friends.
Yeah.
And the game totally shines
right.
When you're playing in co-op.
Well, as most games, I mean, look, we liked that Star Trek game that was terrible because we played it in two-player co-op. Yeah, and that's kind of my thing I got to go back to. If I was just playing this game by myself, I don't think I would like it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's weird because I always thought this would be kind of like a Borderlands thing, but it's very different. Like,
it's not as loot heavy as like a Borderlands.
Well, it's not for one thing. Yeah, like, yeah, it's not like everyone's. It's not like Diablo where everyone's dropping loot kind of all the time. You have like maybe one item drop every 30 minutes from an enemy. Maybe it's a little.
Yeah, not quite that bad, but.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just how, you know, you don't get a whole lot of loot, but usually if you get loot, it's going to be something kind of good.
It's like, worth looking at, which I kind of like, because, you know, when you're playing Diablo, getting anything good at all.
It's not really open worldy. Like, there's all these little open worlds, but they're all very small, really.
It's more like,
it's more hubs than open worlds.
It's just kind of a lattice of, like, indoor corridors that connect to these slightly open fields, which really isn't all too different from Halo level design. You just never had to go backwards.
Right. I guess the issue is, like, I almost kind of wish it was one of the more MMO aspects of it was that it was a big, giant open world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of an issue that these sci-fi MMOs always have, because they have to take place on different planets. Like, right. That was kind of Star Wars Old Republic's problem, too, was that you didn't really have, like...
You wouldn't go to Tatooine, you just went to Mos Espa.
That's what's always kind of cool about World of Warcraft. It's like, you know, I'm not going to, but I could, like, walk from one end of a continent to another. It makes it feel like a world.
Right.
Like, not that, like, you know, you go to the moon, I'm doing quotation marks, and you're on this kind of oddly dense one little area of the moon. You don't go to Earth, you go to this one part of Russia on Earth and stuff like that. And really, you're only around each place for about, like, you know, six levels. You see everything there pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. There's not, like, other things to discover. So it's like, you know, there's not enough room for, like, those public events, which are cool when they happen, but I've only come across, like, two of them.
Yeah, I wish they happened more often.
Yeah, I wish those, but, you know, again, like, the world's not all that dense. There's not really a whole lot of people running around. You know, you see people. But it's not like...
I feel like I run into enough people.
Yeah, but again, it's not enough where you can do this public. It's like when you're doing that in Guild Wars 2, you'll get like 20 people.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? So I guess I sometimes... Because I think the game is best when it's really picking up on the MMO aspects. Like, I love that they have like the strikes, which are basically dungeons. That's like my favorite part of the game so far. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the PvP, which is just like the multiplayer. I guess we'll talk about that a little bit more. But I kind of wish it just went a full-on MMO.
A little more MMO.
And even like right now, I don't think the only other planet I think I'd love to go to is Mars. And I'm like, well, what else is going to be there except for just endgame dungeons? Is this kind of it for like the PvE? The PvE feels like it might be a little light. And also, the missions are fun because, like, you know, they're a reason to shoot things with friends and fun, but I mean the structure of the mission
is copy and paste. We gotta get into this facility. Okay, I'm gonna hack this computer. Oh, while I'm hacking this, it turns out it's pretty hard to hack and a bunch of bad guys are coming. I'm pretty sure I'll be done hacking this when you shoot the last bad guy.
Right, yeah.
And then let's leave.
Yeah, pretty much on
that. I mean, it's fine because, you know, it's the reason you are shooting, but the shooting is good. And, you know, usually those areas where you're set up for those kind of mini horde mode moments, right. they're well designed.
Yeah. And I guess, like, a lot of maybe stories you do is that so much of the story is coming from Peter Dinklage. And its delivery is just so weird.
We've heard the legends. Wait, I need to, like, cover my nose when I do that line. We've heard the legends.
I don't know if that's quite... Yeah, but it's just like... Because it's not that he's trying to be an emotional robot, because sometimes he does pep up or he's sarcastic.
Yeah, it's just... It's a very uneven performance. Yeah, if it went one way or the other, it would be better, but...
Yeah, I don't know what's that mixture happening with it. It's really... It's a little bizarre. So I don't know. I feel like I'm ragging on Destiny a little bit. I've had fun playing it. I enjoy playing it. I've been playing it a lot.
Yes.
The multiplayer is cool. I mean, you know, it's kind of, it's Halo-y.
It's Halo, but it is fun to go in there with your customized gear. Like,
right.
I get a great kick out of that first screen where, like, everyone, like, kind of slams out the flag and see all your teammates.
And I like that you can gain XP doing those. You can kind of do those bounties doing those XP, and you even get loot, you know, randomly from doing. So, yeah, that's kind of neat. I like doing the multiplayer of the Destiny. I guess I kind of really want to see what the end game is like. That's going to ultimately decide how much I like this game, if the end game is super engaging and interesting, mm-hmm. or if there's just not much there, then things are a little interesting. What do you think about the critical response to it? Because it's floating at like around 75.
I honestly haven't read much of it.
But
I mean, they did a really interesting thing where they were like, we're not giving out review copies because we don't think the game can be properly reviewed.
Well, fair enough.
Then, like, anyone who did have a day one review, you're like, well, Bungie said your review doesn't count.
Right. But, like, we're at that point where, like, people are starting to post reviews, and you know, you're getting like a 60 from Polygon. You know, some places you're getting higher, but like I said, the average around 74. And, you know, just typically when you think of Bungie, AAA, it's kind of, you know, there's a split reception to this. It's kind of like another Watch Dogs in a way, which I know makes your skin crawl. Yeah. But I mean, there's like some, I feel like there's a lot of promise. There's a lot of things were promised about this being a, like the next big thing. I don't know if this is the next big thing. I think it's fun. I enjoy playing, and it's a cool thing to play with your friends. Is the next big thing? I don't know. It has problems for sure. A lot of it, again, story related.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you kind of miss back, like, when, I mean, it seemed like whenever a game had that kind of hype, it almost always delivered. Like, you know, like a Half-Life 2, and that's like, well, that's going to be an amazing game. And then it kind of was. And it was like, yeah, well, of course it was. And now it seems like AAA games, like these big games, they get a lot of, like, they're low 80s, or they're, now we're dipping into 75. It's a little weird. I guess there's some new genness to this. So, but, I don't know, yeah, Destiny is, it's weird because I have so much to complain about, but I'm also enjoying it.
Yeah, like, I want to be playing it right now.
It's like, you know what? It's like Destiny is my new Gears of War. It's like that, my guilty pleasure game that I always enjoy playing, but I'm always like, oh, this is dumb, and this is dumb. Right? So, I guess, yeah, it's kind of like a guilty pleasure thing right now. And again, a lot of it is like, I have fun playing with people I know, so yeah. It helps. I've always liked cooperative. But, you know, going back to Borderlands, and again, they're not completely similar, but it's like, Borderlands oozes with style, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's memorable. I remember, like, right now, I'm thinking of, like, six characters from Borderlands 2. There's nothing really memorable happening on in Destiny. Well,
this game isn't very character-driven. I mean,
and it should be, though. I think that would help. I mean, because characters are how you tell stories. That's kind of the point.
Well, there's the two kinds of stories.
If you're not character-driven, you're not telling a story.
Well, or you try to be a world-driven story, which I feel like their fear, maybe, again, we have to see how it plays out. I feel like maybe the fear was, if you try to make too much of a story, you run into that kind of MMO problem where it's like, everyone's the chosen one.
But you are the chosen one in this. You're like the revived ghost, and you're doing all this, I don't know.
Maybe that's how our, see, that's the thing, like, are all guardians, like, revived like that? Maybe they are, I don't know.
It's just like, there's like a weird identity problem. Like, we just did this one thing where we went on a mission, and all it was a cutscene. And it was really weird because it was just a long story cutscene, unlike mm-hmm. anything that had been in the game at this point. And right. It introduced all these characters. Suddenly, your player character was talking a lot. That's like, that also weirds me out. It's like, sometimes the player character talks. Like, when he's revived in the beginning, he doesn't talk to the ghost.
Yeah, because that's been POV.
Yeah, and like, there's like the part where like him and the ghost are like having like this like sarcastic witty banter with each other in the ship, like they've been friends for a while. I'm like, this is like the first time we two talked to each other.
Right. I like that part.
I like that. There should be more of that. Yeah. But my point is, there should be either a lot of that or none of that.
Right.
And there probably should have been a lot of it, is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. They should have had a relationship, like, because everyone likes Cortana because she has a relationship with Master Chief, and the ghost and your character maybe could have had a relationship different from that. I don't know. There's just some weird choices here. So, I don't know. Anything else you want to say about the Destiny? The Destiny.
Not the moment. Like I said, I'm going to be playing a lot more. I'm level 17, so I'm close to hitting the level cap.
Yeah, it seems like we are getting close to that level cap. So
I feel like they made the level cap as it is like intentionally low because they don't want that to be the deciding factor for like who you can play with and what you're doing necessarily.
Right.
It's going to become very gear heavy.
Well, yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we'll play some more. See if we have anything else to say about next week.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder what Bungie's thinking right now, though. In a way, kind of seeing the... You think that bothers them that it has a 74 average on Metacritic?
I don't know. I wonder... I wonder, like, how any of the criticism affects them. Like, after the alpha, and it was like, Peter Dinklage kind of isn't doing a great job with his voice.
Yeah.
Were they, like... Did they say, like, yeah, we know, but we already paid him? Or, like, were they like, no,
it's
fuck you guys, it's brilliant. Like, this is exactly what we wanted. Like, right. Like, what is the mindset? You'll never know the answer.
Right.
Unless you, like, meet Luke Smith drunk in a bar 20 years from now, but.
Yeah. I do wonder how that happened. Like, oh my god, we got Peter Dinklage, guys. Like,
yeah, and then, like, they're like, hey, we got the first dailies of recordings. Let's hear him click. Oh, fuck. Did we pay? We did? Yeah. Shit.
It's like,
let's make it work.
Can we make him do better, maybe?
No, he's already gone.
Do you feel like Peter Dinklage just missed the mark, did a bad job, or you think he phoned it in and that's the issue? Because it kind of sounds like phoning it in.
Yeah, because it
sounds like he didn't take this job very seriously. Because
they couldn't have, like, done auditions, and, like, Peter Dinklage is like, let me audition. Like, clearly they were like, hey, I like Game of Thrones. Let's call up Dinklage right now and send him a check. I think he'd do a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, God, they could have gotten Nolan North or Troy Baker, I'm sure.
Just get voice actors.
Yeah, that's the thing. It does reek a little bit of that, like, thing that happened, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. It was like, we have celebrities in our game.
Bruce Willis is in a game.
Yeah. it's like, I mean, who's the voice of Cortana, Mike?
No one knows. Who cares?
I don't even know, and I'm a voice actor nut, so, yeah.
Yeah, hire voice actors than voice acting voices. All right, anything else you want to talk about game-wise?
That's all I played.
Yeah, that's it.
I played a lot of it.
I'm playing a couple things that I can't really talk about yet.
Yeah.
Maybe next week, but those will be fun. Yeah, I beat Gunvolt. It was fun because it did, like, a bullshit, like, you didn't, like, Chaos Emerald, you didn't get the real ending thing. I hate that in action platformers, because it's already hard enough to beat it. Give me an ending.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, give me a cool item when I get everything, fine.
Yeah, but give me the end of the game.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what the community is up to from our last episode. So last episode we talked about the new 3DS, this idea if Final Fantasy 15 decides the future of JRPGs, and, you know, we're asking people to talk about some of the games we were talking about. Sort of on the new 3DS, you know, we got a lot of people kind of just, you know, people kind of saying that they'll probably get one. Pete says he's not going to be playing through Xenoblade Saga again, although it might happen, but he seems to be into it. On the Final Fantasy issue, Pete is kind of wasn't seeing that point that Final Fantasy is the leader anymore, because he thinks that, you know, kind of other people have stepped up to be the genre leader. But
to his point, he says it is the mainstream face, but it's not the genre leader. But I feel like no one knows that because...
Well, again,
they're not involved with the genre, per se.
Again, I think it still comes to the point that if Final Fantasy was more successful, we'd be seeing more AAA JRPGs, which is kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah. So, I know him and Alex Connolly and Assetir actually have all been loving Velocity 2X.
It's a great game.
Yeah. Alex, specifically, I'd like your observation that the JRPG now resembles the adventure game genre in the mid-2000s. So I think that's kind of interesting.
But, you know, people liked Siberia. Or is that the game? Is that the one?
What's that?
What was the one point-and-click adventure game that came out during that time?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it Siberia, or am I thinking of something else?
Well, Siberia and The Longest Journey were like
Longest
sequels,
Journey,
same
yeah,
series.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I never played those, actually. So, yeah. So
they're
there's
weird.
That.
Very good.
New releases. I don't know if this is quite... Destiny.
Yeah.
NHL 15, which apparently... Everyone doesn't like this one.
It's apparently the whole first time on next gen sports game missing a bunch of features thing.
What's it? That always happens. Always weird.
Yeah.
That
Dead Rising came out on PC.
Yeah, I think that happened last week. I think that was the European version. I don't think anything else wanted to come out this week because of Destiny.
Yeah,
that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
All right. Alright, well, that'll do it then. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Go to the squadronofshame.com message board and talk about this episode and anything else you want to talk about there. Go to iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. We always appreciate that. Alright, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.